This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, Republican from the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. We want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in Afghanistan, namely that there won't be a runoff and President Karzai has been granted a new term, as well as the ongoing waiting game for an Afghan strategy from President Obama. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time.
And Greg, thank you again for what you do to educate the American people.
Well, we were expecting this runoff. It was something that the Obama administration had praised. It was clear that they weren't nuts about Hamid Karzai. Now Abdullah drops out saying he wouldn't trust the results of the election anyway. Karzai wins. The administration embraces him. How significant is this, and does it help or hurt us?
Well, I'm glad to see the administration embrace Hamid Karzai. I have great faith in him. I visited with him 5 times in Kabul. I've been to Afghanistan 9 times. The good thing is that we've got excellent people with the Defense Minister, Abdul Wardak. He is a former Mujahideen, a skilled military technician. And so we've got excellent people to train the Army. Additionally, the Minister of Interior is another person of high integrity who is working to train the police.
Congressman, a few weeks ago, the likes of John Kerry and even some figures inside the administration said it would be irresponsible to announce the new Afghan strategy until we knew who our partner would be as the Afghan president. Now, when the runoff was called off, we hear from the White House that that wasn't a major factor in the timing of the strategy decision. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm really disappointed, and I actually agree with Vice President Cheney that the president is dithering. And I actually had to look up what dithering meant, and it's indecisive. And that's what the president is being. And what's really sad is that during the campaign, the president was very clear that this was a war of necessity to protect the American people. In his acceptance speech at the Democratic convention, the president made it very clear that we needed to defeat the terrorists to win on behalf of the American people. And then in March, the president put in his team, General Stanley McChrystal, also a new ambassador, Ambassador Eikelberry. These are top-notch people, and I would hope that he would listen to his team and follow through with the military advice of his team.
Congressman, we know that the McChrystal report came in late August. It's been more than 2 months now, and any sort of major deployment would take a number of months. And General McChrystal has said that if we don't do something substantial within a year, then the opportunity might be lost. So how short of a window of opportunity are we looking at here?
Well, I'm particularly disappointed because the government of Pakistan, the army of Pakistan, are going after the Taliban and Waziristan. And so there should be a coordinated effort because, sadly, what will occur is that the Taliban and al-Qaeda will actually flee Pakistan into Afghanistan. It should have been a pincer movement. This would have been ideal to work together.
Congressman, what do you expect moving forward? Will we see a strategy in the coming weeks? And if so, what do you think it'll look like?
I sincerely believe we will have a strategy, but it needs to be a winning strategy. We need to have sufficient troop strength, just as the success of Iraq. The surge in Iraq produced stabilization, which protected the people of Iraq and reduce the number of American casualties.
Do you believe that victory is the ultimate goal of this administration?
I believe it should be the ultimate goal, and indeed the president at every opportunity has said he wanted a level of victory. We cannot allow the circumstance of safe havens for terrorists to exist in Afghanistan. That's where the attacks occurred from on 9/11. We do not need to have a repeat of attacks on our citizens.
On Tuesday, you had the honor of escorting the German Chancellor Angela Merkel to the well of the House of Representatives for a speech before the joint session. Obviously, we're observing 20 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall this week. What lessons from the end of the Cold War do you think ought to be applied here?
Peace through strength. The reason that we won the Cold War was through the strength developed by President Reagan, Pope John Paul II, and Prime Minister Maggie Thatcher, along with Lech Walesa of the Solidarity of Poland. But it was through strength. It was not due to weakness that the Soviet Union collapsed. And indeed, November the 9th, 1989, was the most historic day in my lifetime. That was the beginning of our victory in the Cold War.
Congressman, we're going to let you go. I know it's a busy day up there on the Hill. Thank you, sir, very much for your time, as always.
Well, again, Greg, thank you. And I do want to put in that my former National Guard unit, the 218th Brigade of South Carolina, 1,600 troops led by General Bob Livingston, served there last year. And I know the success that they had in training the police and Army units, and it can be replicated and increased.
Congressman, fascinating to look back and also see the present situation we're in. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you, Greg.
South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.